I'd like to welcome you back to Old Daf Staff and Practice Series. Many of us are fortunate enough to live in neighborhoods and communities and cities which we have an eruv, we're able to carry outside on Shabbos, we're able to carry from our houses to the street, to our friend's house, to shul. We don't have any problems, but some aren't as fortunate. We either live in a place in which there are political challenges to constructing an eruv, or halachic challenges to constructing an eruv, or someone's stringent and they don't rely on the local eruv. So if they want to go to shul on Shabbos and it's raining, they could wear their coat. Obviously, that wouldn't be a problem. You're allowed to wear clothing on Shabbos. But once you get into shul, you may want to take off your coat and carry it within the shul. That could potentially be a problem. Or the coat room is a little crowded. You want to take your coat off the hanger, walk outside the coat room in order to put it on. Again, that could potentially be a problem. It's discussed by the poskim. It's interesting, discussed by the poskim. Seems to be a different scenario that they're talking about, but in essence, it seems to be the same. And the discussion applies in this case as well. The Bir Halach in the beginning of Aruch Chaim Siman Shin Ayin Beis discusses someone who has an object to the, he lives in a house. There are multiple houses within a chatzar. We should all be familiar with this. There are multiple houses in a chatzar. You have to make an Erev Chatzeros in order to carry from your house to the chatzar, or from your house to the chatzar, from the chatzar into someone else's house. Now let's say there wasn't an Eruv. So the chatzar she'enu mu'ureves. So as I said, you're not allowed to take items from inside your house into the chatzar. But what if you did? Or if you were wearing something, so there wasn't any prohibition involved, you took an item from inside your house into the chatzar, even b'derech heter, you were wearing it, and now this object is inside that chatzar she'enu mu'ureves. The Bir Halach points to a Tosus in today's daf. Eruv in daf tzadi alef, on base Tosus of Masel v'kelim, that I've seen from Tosos, that once it's already in the chatzar, even though there wasn't an Erev Chatzeros made here, still you're allowed to carry anywhere within that chatzar. Similar, if there would have been an item that was already in the chatzar from the beginning of Shabbos, you're allowed to move around within the chatzar. So too, once this item was already brought outside of your home, you're allowed to carry it around within that chatzar. However, the Bir Halacha continues and quotes from the Rajba. Rajba seems to say that since it started off within your home, it was kelim sheshavsu babayis, then we would say the halacha is you're not allowed to move it around more than 4 amos within the chatzar, even though it's already in the chatzar. Still, you're not allowed to move it more than 4 amos within the chatzar. And what's the basis, what's the background for this machloka? So the way the Bir Halacha presents it is that Tosos is of the opinion that the whole nature of the institution of Eruv Chatzeros was in order to create a prohibition of transferring objects from one domain to another domain, from one rishus to another rishus. And therefore, without their Erev Chatzeres, the only thing that becomes prohibited is transferring from your house into the chatzar. Once it's already in the chatzar, there's no problem. There's no transference of rishus within the chatzar. However, the Rajba argues. The Rajba holds that since there are multiple people that live within that chatzar, there are multiple people that have the ability to use that chatzar, we consider the chatzar as if it's rishus harabim. Since this item started off in your home, therefore we invoke the relevant halachas of Erev Chatzeres, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to move it more than dalet amos within that chatzar, just like you're never allowed to carry more than 4 amos in a rishus harabim. And therefore, coming back to our case with the shul, the poskim in Aruch Chaim Siman Shin Samach Vav point out that a shul seemingly has the status of a chatzar. And a typical shul in an area that doesn't have an Erev, no one made an Erev Chatzeros in that shul. And therefore, when you have the coat that started off in your house, in the onset of Shabbos Friday night, it was in your house. It's Kelim Sheshav Subabayas. Now, you wore your coat to shul, and you're allowed to wear your coat to shul. But this coat now is in a Chatzer She'enem U'Revas. So you have Kelim Sheshav Subabayas that are currently in a Chatzer She'enem U'Revas. Currently, it's in the shul. It's a machlokas yishonim, whether you're allowed to carry more than 4 amos within the shul. The Bir Halacha doesn't come out with any conclusion. He's not machriya. The Chazon Ish was makel on this, but this is a question. Now, just to be clear, the sidurim, the chumashim, everything that's already in shul from the beginning of Shabbos, there's no problem of moving it around. As we also learned in today's daf, that if you have something that was shavsu in the chatzar from the beginning of Shabbos, then you're allowed to move it within that same chatzar. And therefore, everything that was in the shul from the beginning of Shabbos, you could carry it around in the shul. But specifically the coat or something that was in your house in the beginning of Shabbos, then was transferred into the shul, that's when this question arises. And as I said, the Bir Halacha doesn't have a conclusion, and therefore, if someone could discuss, speak to their rabbi, try to figure out what's the appropriate course of action. Is there something that this would be appropriate to be machmir for?